from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As much as I love Lamar Jackson, and you and I, it was one of our biggest fights, Donnie. Good morning, everybody. But you got to make that throw. As great and spectacular and exciting as you are, Lamar, the dude was wide open, Steiny.
Yeah.
I can make the argument he had two guys that he should have hit. And I got to give you a win here real quick on a non-payday Friday. Harbaugh was about to go for two. I'm sold now. That, forget overtime. Had they got that, go for two, baby.
Yeah.
And then he was out.
So, you guys know I'm not a homer, right?
The definition of it.
I try to be as objective as I can.
Pessimistic.
Blake Snell. Realistic. Realistic.
Have it early.
All right. I don't pander. I don't troll. I tell you what I think. And maybe I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it.
I have no idea where you're going in your smile.
If you told me you could drop Lamar Jackson onto the Niners right now, I think I'd say no thank you. I think I'd say, nah, we're going to roll with Purdy this year. There's just...
I always interrupt. I'm not. Just keep going, because
there's just something about Lamar Jackson. He is great.
Two-time MVP.
I'll say right. He's better than Brock Purdy. But I don't know if he could be better playing for Kyle Shanahan. I know it sounds crazy, but there's something about Lamar Jackson where everything you do on offense, has to be centered on him. It has to be centered on him. Everything everybody does, it's all about him. And, you know, I look at the Niners and how they've had success. And one of the things that Shanahan subscribes to is a diversified offense. And I'm not saying he would reject Lamar Jackson, but I don't think Lamar Jackson is the kind of quarterback that Shanahan would want.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. In a practical sense, with this 49er team, I feel like, what's their strength? They got a lot of weapons.
Wow.
McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk. And I just feel like if Lamar Jackson were the quarterback of the Niners, it would take too much away from all those guys. I don't know.
I'm not mad at you.
I can't wait to get to
the plate and take a swing at this.
Yeah.
Mark Willard, months ago, Dibs as well, we talked about it, and I'm on record, Steiny. You can't find the sound, but I'm telling on myself, snitching. I said, you know what? I would take Brock Purdy, but I've done a 180. And the reason I've done a 180, Steiny, Lamar Jackson would be the best version of himself under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. So I feel like you or anybody out there saying what you just said, you're kind of robbing Kyle of doing something and having an impact on Lamar. So let's just talk about the third and four where Chris Jones wrecked the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, for that matter, last year. What if you have the outlet that is Lamar Jackson? Now, Purdy, and I gave him credit for his escape ability, but he's a Nissan, he's a Honda Accord. We're talking about a Ferrari in regard to when things break down, escape ability. What if Kyle had that at his disposal? And then he threw to Kittle. And then the Kittle component. What have I talked about? Kittle's in because he needs to block. Well, maybe he doesn't need to block when you got a guy that's a road runner like Lamar Jackson. So, Steiny, this is no shade at Brock Purdy. I got to keep it real. I've checked myself. I wanted to say you were correct, but I'm saying Lamar Jackson, a two-time MVP with those legs and that weaponry that is Debo and Ayuk, good God, maybe the Niners would have not one, two Super Bowls with Lamar Jackson. And the last time Kyle Shanahan was the coordinator for a guy that had the skill set close to Lamar Jackson, RG3, he was rookie of the year, Steiny. It's fascinating.
All that stuff, I get. I completely get it. And I'll throw it out right now. 888-957-9570. Am I absolutely nuts? Am I absolutely nuts? If I acknowledge, I'm telling you right now, hey, Steiny, who's a better quarterback? Well, Lamar Jackson. But who would you want quarterback in the Niners?
I wish we could get Kyle's truth serum.
Well, I'll give you Kyle's truth serum, according to Matt Steinmetz. I think Kyle Shanahan makes a huge differentiation between a running quarterback and a quarterback that can escape trouble. And, you know, I'm looking at Mahomes last night, and he runs to pass.
That's a
and Chris Collinsworth said it on the broadcast.
Who I love, by the way.
You know, he'll drop back, he'll get flushed out of the pocket, he'll start running toward the sidelines, and you think he might run upfield, but he doesn't. He stays back and he throws, and he usually hits somebody.
Incredible.
Josh Allen apparently is kind of the same way. But when Lamar Jackson puts the ball away, he's running. I mean, he's running.
It's Jesse Owens.
I know it, but I don't think, like, I don't think that's Shanahan's ideal version of a quarterback. One that, as great as he is at running, and what do you have, 100 and some yards last night? And I'm not saying he couldn't coach Lamar Jackson. But how could Lamar Jackson be a great quarterback for the Niners, and he's not really precise?
Now, that's his deficiency. You are correct, but when you're a home run threat and an offense in itself like Lamar Jackson, Steiny, I'm telling you, man, I've been so critical, but I'm sitting there watching him keeping those plays alive. And again, the maestro that is Kyle Shanahan, how he would use them. How he would use them. Mm-hmm. And I believe he would be playing in the Super Bowl. And maybe, you know, I was watching Chris Jones. He did his Bosa impersonation. He had to get off the field and drink water on a third down because he was beating his man. But Lamar was just getting outside the pocket or going up the middle. And I'm like, this is why he's special. But what if I were to tell you, Steiny, everything you said, you're spot on. But I think you're underselling how great Lamar would be under Kyle.
Maybe.
And I know we got the great Randy Cross coming up. What time is that, Donnie?
Randy Cross at 11, okay. Santana Moss at noon.
He could get behind you.
Yes.
But that was a great game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great
game.
In
the 70s or 80s, that's an overtime game because they wouldn't have had replay. I wanted the foot to be in so we could see the two-point conversion or OT. It was the Kevin Durant against the Bucks a couple years back.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Is that
a crazy thought? But
you feel it a little. Like, you're not mad if people called you crazy on that.
No.
Like, you understand it. You can, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, what do you mean? Let's fight. But now you're kind of like, dude, I'm ready for it. I understand.
And Uncle Looney on the YouTube chat says, then why did Kyle draft Trey Lance?
Wow.
Because he thought Trey Lance had escapability.
Almost like a Lamar, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't think he drafted Trey. I think they thought they could.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Turn Trey Lance into a guy who could throw and also run. But I don't think in Kyle Shanahan's wildest dreams, or I shouldn't say that, I don't think Kyle Shanahan, on balance, would want a quarterback like Lamar Jackson.
He wants a Kirk Cousins who can move
or
like
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen can run with the best of them.
Right, I think Josh Allen, well, first of all, nobody's as dynamic as Lamar Jackson, obviously.
Well, Josh Allen, I got you.
But I think
he's
Allen's more of Kyle's type of guy. You know, scramble to get the first down by the sidelines, not running up the middle of the field. But I don't know. I'm just looking at that.
No, it's fun to think about.
I said to Evan, and somebody said, Steiner, you're a prisoner of the moment. Fair enough. But the first question I asked to Evan was, can you win a Super Bowl like that?
I don't think
like
you
Baltimore.
I'm saying no because of what you said and what the one thing that I think Lamar Jackson has not improved. I see it on some throws, but Steiny, he came in here and kicked the Niners' ass last year. They did on Christmas. But the bottom line is those missed throws are symbolic to me, and I don't think he can ever get better at that. Now, I could be dead wrong. But the roller coaster or the Lamar Jackson experience, that is just what it is, man. He had a wide open receiver. Some could say a average passer or a slightly above average passer. His likely right in the breadbasket. So You got me just thinking how great or better Lamar would be under Kyle. And I don't know if you remember this. Real quick, I got to go back when we were doing pandemic radio remote. The Monday night game, when the Niners were playing their home games in Arizona, they played the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen looked like Hercules. I believe that was the inception of the thought to Kyle Shanahan, who had to deal with Russell Wilson, who wasn't washed in his division. Kyler Murray two times also. I really believe after that game, watching Josh Allen do what he did on that stage to the Niners, I believe that's when Kyle said, you know what? I need something like that. And that was that's what fertilized the seed that was, if I get a chance, I'm going to try to go get that. And unfortunately, Trey Lance wasn't that. But I'm going to give Uncle Looting the win, Steiny, because he did fall in love with something that represented using your wheels.
Not like that.
This is different.
When they drafted Trey Lance, somebody said to Kyle Shanahan, yeah, he's a clone, essentially, of Lamar Jackson. I think Kyle would be like, it's a little too much running for me.
But Josh Allen is okay. Because Josh runs with the best of them too much.
Yeah.
He'll take hits.
I don't put him in the same class as Lamar Jackson, but maybe others
do. But Lamar is, like I said, Jesse Owens, you're not saying it, but Josh Allen can run with the best of them too, Stein.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Like Hercules almost.
But, I mean, how many rushing yards? Lamar's got to have like close to 1,000.
Take it to the house. Yeah. But Steiny, he's not accurate. That game should have went overtime or at least minimum of a 2-point conversion for the win.
And as for, Kyle was looking for that kind of quarterback in Trey Lance.
That's a great call to me.
I don't doubt that at all. But I think what they saw in Trey Lance was this guy can get out of the pocket, make a play. He can escape the rush. And so the thing we're going to have to deal with Trey is how to, throwing accurately. And I think what they found out was he wasn't as great of a runner as they thought.
Yeah, he took a little
Around the edges. And then Brock came along. But about this?
Good call.
Will you meet me halfway here, guys? If I'm starting a team, I'll take Lamar Jackson. But if you're asking me who you'd want to be the quarterback of the Niners right now, I'm taking Purdy. I just am. Here's the other thing. Well, you know what? Let's get Mac T in here. All right. Mac T's in Union City. He wants to jump in. Let's go,
Mac.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Lamar just isn't accurate enough. And, to piggyback on the Ferrari reference, he is a Ferrari, but would the Ferrari be your only vehicle? No, it's completely impractical. Got horrible gas mileage, a lot of mechanical issues. It's just not something that makes sense to drive every day, right? Like, nobody's just going to have one Ferrari. If you got a Ferrari, it's probably like your fifth car.
Yeah.
And that's how Lamar is. And he's just leaving too much talent on the table. He's kind of leaving his other Ferraris on the table. McCaffrey's going to be like a slot receiver that's not going to get any touches. Ayuk is going to be like, Ayuk okay, bro? And he's not going to get the ball. And it's just like, it just doesn't work.
Thanks, Mac T, and what a great analogy.
But how would you stop this Niner offense? Well, like Debo's going to be here.
You have to
deal with that.
I look at it this way. If you're playing the Niners with Lamar Jackson,
oh my gosh,
all you got to do is focus on Lamar Jackson. But when you play against Purdy, it's like then you have to worry about the weapon.
No, Steiny, him handing off or what you think is handing off to McCaffrey,
and then
he keeps it, and then he's gone.
So hold on.
Or he gives it to McCaffrey, and he's gone.
So hold on. So the 49ers.
Oh, my gosh.
Have McCaffrey, Kittle, all those weapons.
Oh, it's
and
over.
And then you're going to have a quarterback.
Okay.
Okay, who throws 30 times a game but is not accurate, and then the same quarterback runs 10 times a game.
But wouldn't your threat of a home run?
Enough touches.
Yeah. Touches,
he would not be able to utilize the weapons.
What about even if he was 50% throwing it?
It's not good enough.
The home run factor, to me, that element increases. So, yeah, you could be, yeah, damn, dude, you're missing half your passes, but one of the plays could go to the house. With a Ayuk,
right. But he's going to throw a lot of incompletions.
I mean, but they would gash defenses, though.
Okay, what would be the difference here? Like, he's in the shotgun. He takes the snap. He looks around. He fiddle faddles. He fiddle faddles more.
Yeah.
Okay, what's he going to do?
Throw the Kittle down there.
Throw an 8-yard pass?
Did you see Likely yesterday's 90? You know that? He looked like Mark Bavaro. I mean, I'm just saying he had a great game.
Scored 20 points. I'm just saying, I actually look at all the 49ers' weapons as not a great thing for a guy like Lamar Jackson. Mm. Because when I look at the 49ers and use the term playmaker, I would say Kittle, you know, believe it or not, I wouldn't say Purdy's a playmaker. He makes plays, but I don't think he is, you know, a dynamic type of guy.
See, and I would give him that, Steiny. Not Lamar type.
He's not dynamic. Brock Purdy. Come on.
Well, Steiny, we're watching him roll out, and unlike Jimmy, and still keep his eyes down the field. He's not Lamar Jackson dynamic, but damn it, Steiny, he can keep the play alive and hit guys in stride.
Here it is. And I've heard this now three or four times, and it's right. He's like Harden or Westbrook.
Who I love.
Yes, but they dominate the ball.
Oh, you're talking about Lamar.
The entire defense always has their eyes on him. He doesn't get others involved as much as other teams get their weapons involved. And I just don't think Kyle Shanahan would love all the improv.
Man.
That's all, man. 888-957-9570. I'll say it again. If I'm starting a team, I'll take Lamar Jackson over Brock Purdy. But
and I'm asking before, my coach? Because if it's Kyle, I'm taking Lamar.
It's Kyle.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Kyle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.